Uganda.
Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace. Today, we bring you this special report on Andrew's second trip to Uganda. On this episode, we focus on the important impact of Andrew's teaching ministry. We also share with you the deeply personal calling of our Charis Bible College graduate in Uganda, Leland Shores. And now, here's Andrew.
This is Uganda.
Welcome to our Monday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today, I've got a very special program that we're going to be showing you. You know, I minister the Word constantly and am teaching the Word to you, but the Scripture also talks about, the Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, that his Word didn't come in word only, but also in demonstration and of the power of the Spirit. And sometimes we have taken testimonies of people who've been miraculously healed, and we've shared those, and those have been a tremendous blessing to people, and we've had a great response to that. But, you know, also, not only supernatural healings and miracles and things like that, but here's a passage out of Acts chapter 19 where Paul was in Ephesus, and it says in verse 18, "And many that believed came and confessed and showed their deeds. Many of them also, which used curious arts, brought their books together and burned them before all men. And they counted the price of them and found it 50,000 pieces of silver. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed." And so the word of God not only affects people in like miraculous ways of healings and things like that, but to change lives. These people were so touched that they brought all of their witchcraft books and burnt them, and it was a huge sum of money. And so what I want to do this week, I want to share with you some of the things that the Word of God is accomplishing around the world. And, you know, we live in an age where there is a battle between light and darkness, and there's a lot of advances that darkness is making in the political realm, in the economic realm, and just so many ways you can see people, and you hear all of these testimonies about the terrible things that are happening. And I believe it's going to be a real blessing to you and a ministry to you to see and hear what God is doing through this ministry, through the teaching of the Word around the world. And this week specifically, we are going to emphasize and major on Uganda. In the summer of 2008, I went to Uganda with some of my staff, and we also took some of my camera people. And we documented a lot of things that are happening. And I tell you, God has opened up the entire nation of Uganda for us to share the word. We now have around 250,000 people who are being discipled and going through a discipleship class on a weekly basis. We got to meet with the president and the first lady of Uganda. We saw miracles happen. We got to go up into the mountains to these little village churches, and we're going to be showing you things all throughout this week about how the Word of God is multiplying and changing people's lives. And, you know, one of the things that this does for me when I go and see it, it challenges me. And the way that some of these people are just receiving the Word so powerfully and their lives are being changed, man, it fires me up. And actually, when I go and see what the Word of God is doing in other people's lives, it even makes me more excited about the Word of God and more committed to studying it myself and ministering it stronger. And so I believe that this is going to be a blessing to you. And there are some instances in Scripture where Paul used the way that other people had received the Word, and he said, "I say these things to provoke you unto love and unto good works." And you know what? You can be provoked. You can actually be inspired or prodded, motivated to seek God stronger when you see other people who are receiving the Word of God and the impact that it's having. So I'm excited about this. I think that our Uganda report is going to be a tremendous encouragement to you about how the Word of God is working in this African nation, and it's going to be a blessing. The very first thing that I'd like to do, we've got a little thing that my TV department prepared that gives you just a very brief background about Uganda and where it is. Some of you may not even recognize where this is. We're going to roll that and show this to you, and then I'll be right back, and we're going to be talking about the miraculous things that God is doing in Uganda.
Uganda sits on the equator, on the north shore of Lake Victoria, the second largest lake in the world. This is the fabled source of the Nile, the longest river on the planet. In 1926, Great Britain, eager to control the headwaters of the Nile, carved Uganda out of tribal lands. Because of British rule, the official language in Uganda today is English. It's taught in all the schools, public and private. This means that Andrew's ministry materials do not have to be translated to be effective. During the 19th century, Catholic and Protestant missionaries Christianized the people. Today, nearly 85% claim a Christian heritage. Only 4% cling to the old tribal religions. For this reason, Uganda is not in need of evangelism, but revival. Uganda is steeped in dead religious tradition. It's a culture that elevates preachers to rock star status, but has not esteemed the role of the Bible teacher. But through exposure to Andrew's teaching on television, many have grown hungry for a deeper relationship with Christ. They're being richly fed through the discipleship training resources of Andrew Womack Ministries. We'd like to thank all of our viewers, our friends, and partners who have given above the cost of this program. Your help has made it possible for Andrew to take this culture-changing ministry to Uganda. Your gifts fund daily television, discipleship training, book printing, conferences, and Andrew's in-person ministry. Those who've given financially share equally in the eternal rewards of this ministry. And now, here's Andrew.
So I hope that gives you a little bit of background about Uganda. And specifically, I just want to amplify this point that was made about how that, you know, Uganda is predominantly a Christian nation. I mean, in many ways, Uganda is a much more Christian nation than the United States. When you go over there, you see all of these taxis that have praise God, glory to God on it. And I mean, you can't spit in any direction without hitting a Christian. I mean, there are some excited, turned on people, but the people, the missionaries that basically have gone into these nations have evangelized and they've gotten people born again, and the people have a passion and an excitement for God. But because that was the model that has been used, and I'm sure that many of you have seen other ministers, and they show these crusades where they have hundreds of thousands or millions of people and they draw people and they get people born again. But as a whole, and this is not a criticism of anybody, but I'm just saying that this is what has happened. As a whole, what they do is get people born again, but then they don't grow and mature in the Word of God. And so it's my experience. This isn't limited to me. I've heard dozens and dozens of other ministers also say the same thing, that as a whole, the people in Uganda are passionate. The Christians are passionate about God, and they have a great zeal, but they haven't been taught the Word of God. As a matter of fact, we'll show you on one of these other days, we've got a clip that actually shows me being interviewed on Uganda television, on Lighthouse television, and the guy who was interviewing me said, you know, apostles are up here and prophets are up here and teachers are at the very bottom. Why would you call yourself a teacher? That really expresses the attitude that a lot of people have. They do not see the importance of teaching. But Jesus called us not to make converts, but to make disciples. And the only way you become a disciple, which the word means learner or follower, the only way you can be a disciple is to be taught. And teaching has been neglected over there. And I believe that this is one of the reasons that God has opened this door so wide to me and the graduates of our Bible school, is because we are going over and we are discipling people. And I tell you, this discipling is having a tremendous effect. Now, there's a number of things that have happened to open up the doors for us, but Don Crow, who is an associate with me, many years ago, we put together a thing that we call discipleship evangelism. And basically, that title is just saying that the way we evangelize isn't through just telling a person about being born again, but we start discipling them. We start telling people what the Word of God says in whatever area of need they're in. If they have a marriage problem, we'll go in and disciple them, start teaching them how the Word of God says that you're supposed to treat your mate. And of course, it doesn't matter if it's marriage or if it's healing or if it's prosperity or whatever. Eventually, when you start discipling a person in any area, well, it's going to lead to the fact that they've got to be born again and that they have to have the Lord in their heart. And so discipleship leads to evangelism. And people do get born again, but then they don't just get born again and stuck. But because discipleship is the goal, these people go on and mature and become productive members of the body of Christ that are able to reproduce themselves in other people. And so anyway, Don Crow and I put together this discipleship evangelism course many years ago. I think Don, first of all, went into Uganda and took a group of our students on one of our missions trips and just began to see tremendous results. And some of the students who went over there fell in love with the country, felt called of God to go there and stay. And now we have a whole team of people on the ground in Uganda. I mean, we have boots on the ground, I think is the terminology that they use. This isn't just something that we're doing from over here and we're just throwing money in a problem. We have people there who are personally discipling people and just tremendous results happening. Leland Shores is the one who is kind of heading up our project over there. And Leland came to us from the Dallas-Fort Worth area. He was, I'm not sure I get the name right, but he was working with the Dallas Museum of Art. And I tell you, this guy came to our Bible college because his mother was a partner with us. He really knew nothing about me, but he saw success. He saw the Word of God changing people's lives. And Leland had enough wisdom to, rather than go out and try and reinvent the wheel, he saw something that was working. He has adopted it and he has put it into place. And I tell you, I am so impressed with what God has done through Leland Shores, and not only him, but we have team members there from Chicago and different places, and it's tremendous what they're doing. So I want to also run another clip here and introduce you to Leland Shores, have him kind of introduce what is being done in Uganda, and I think that this is going to be a real blessing to you. So listen to this, and I'll be right back after Leland shares with you.
God woke me up one morning early in 2004 and asked me to sell my home and everything, and I said okay. And so that started this process of I ended up at CBC. When I first came to school, I didn't know who Andrew was, and when I met him, I just watched him for a couple of weeks, and I thought, that is what I want.
When God says something, it's binding. It's a covenant. God does not break His Word. Psalms 138 verse 2 says that God has magnified His Word above His name.
I want that because I saw His ministry. I saw the success of what He was doing for God, not physical things, but where He was and what He was teaching and how He was teaching and the results He was achieving. And so I decided to submit to that and sit under it. And that's why I am where I am today.
Jesus spoke a word. Jesus spoke the word. And the demons had to submit.
I'm an extension of Andrew. I may sound like him. I may say the same things. But, you know, it's not because I'm trying to copy him. It's because it's become revelation to me of what I've been taught. The vision and the plan that God gave to me was to disciple people and the pastors and leaders of Uganda. I haven't gone out and tried to recreate the wheel. And I believe that there are two reasons for my success in Africa. One is I was called there. I'm called to Africa. I will be there for the rest of my life.
Father, we are thankful for another great day. Thank you for the good things that are in store for the people's lives that will be touched today.
And the other reason is I've stuck true to the ministry and the materials and the tools. I took Don's discipleship program to Africa and the program that he and Andrew wrote together, and I taught it like it was written.
And I'm a teacher in a Bible school, Bible college in America. And I've had Leland come in and speak to the class. But this week was the first time I actually saw Leland take the material. And teach them. In my prayer for you, is that the people that you teach to will begin to reproduce themselves also.
And I saw the results, the consistent results that we saw discipling people one-on-one.
But now we have returned to the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. That people come into the kingdom of God. The truth is, you cannot teach without being taught.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Now, in this time, I feel the revival, I hear the revival, and I feel renewal in our lives because I'm teaching things that I understand because I've been taught.
After teaching the discipleship program, when I came back to the U.S., I got permission to use the core curriculum of the first year, which is Andrew's courses, Don Crow's courses, and Wendell's courses. So we went back to Kasese for 5 months, and Pastor Webster and Tallow, who works with me, we've been teaching together for almost 3 years now. And we took the course, the curriculum, and we took it and we taught it in context. We taught it live. And we would reach a point where we could tell from the questions that the people were not having breakthroughs, so we take it back to the beginning. You know, everything that Andrew teaches hangs on spirit, soul, and body. And so when people would have questions, we would go back and say, you know, this is what happened in your spirit. You know, this is your soul. This is your body. And so every question, we could take them back to that, and it would bring clarity. And so by the end of the program, we had 49 pastors that got it, that weren't sitting there doodling on their paper, that they stood and they said, we will never be deceived again. You know, I believe that God has really strategically placed us in Uganda. Not only for Uganda, but for the rest of the world. I believe that the ministry that we're doing in Uganda has an effect worldwide. I believe that the testimony we're giving now and this, it's not just for Uganda, it's for the whole world. Boy, if people are watching this and they are feeling led to call about the school, or they're feeling led to partner and support, you know, this project or anything that we do, if God is really speaking to you, be obedient. People ask me, what can I do for you? And I'm like, well, has God told you to do something? And they're like, yes. And I just say, be obedient. And so if God is calling you to write a check for $1 million, don't say, well, is this what I'm supposed to do? Write a check, you know, be obedient and see what God does. You know, if he's not, you know, and this just touches you and you want to send an email. You know, it's we all have different things to do in this. But the thing is to be obedient so that we can accomplish what God has called us to accomplish in this ministry.
So just like Leland was saying right there, you know, God has just opened the doors wide in Uganda, and there's so many wonderful things happening. And it's just beyond what we can do by ourselves. We need people to stand with us. And so all of this week, we are going to be showing you specific things about what our television ministry is doing. We have a bookstore there. We're opening up a Bible school. We're going to take you on trips up a mountain and show you ministering to some of the village people. I think it's going to be exciting. It'll bless you. But also, I hope it challenges you. And just as Leland was saying, whatever God is saying to you, do that. And we are trying to raise a lot of funds, not only for Uganda. We are highlighting Uganda, but really I could repeat this exact same program and I could talk about what God is doing in Russia. I just got back from there, and we now are in negotiations to go on TBN Russia on a daily basis all across the nation that will expose us to millions and millions of Russians. My program would actually be dubbed into Russian, and I would be preaching in Russian. I bet that would be quite a sight to see this Texan talking in Russian. But while I was in Russia, I had so many people talk about the way that their lives are being changed. And of course, if this happens, we're going to have to open up an office in Russia. We are going to start sending Bible college students all over the Russian-speaking world, trying to establish Bible schools and training people. And so this isn't limited to Russia. We just opened up a Bible school in Belize. We also have Bible schools opening in Hungary and in India in just the next few months, and then we have a Bible college, a major Bible college that's going to be opening in Kampala, Uganda. Once again, back to where we are in Uganda. That's going to be starting up in January of 2010. And so we have a lot of things going on. And as you are beginning to see, and we're going to document this much, much more this week, we are going to show you the impact that the Word of God is having on these nations. And again, I want to come back to this one point, that it's not just evangelism. It's not just pointing people towards the Lord and having them make a commitment and receive salvation. As important as that is not going to get the job done. We have to disciple people. The Word of God has to come to them on a daily basis. And again, you know, my television program does that to a degree, but how much more all of these discipleship tools that we have. Later in this week, we're going to be showing you that Leland Shores has taken our first year curriculum and has gone back and has taught a group of, I think it was 49 pastors, basically a year's worth of our Bible college material in a short 2 or 3 month period, where, I mean, it was just concentrated. And the results were tremendous. And I myself ministered to those people. We're going to have some interviews this week that will show you some of the testimonies from those very people. And I mean, lives are being changed. Awesome things are happening. So it's going to be a great week of sharing all of these things. But one thing I would like to encourage you to do is to be encouraged by this, to be motivated, as I spoke in the very first segment today about being provoked unto love and unto good works. But also, I'd like to encourage you to get involved. You know, many of these third world countries, some of these African nations, our Russia, our Belize project, those things aren't paying for themselves because the people there don't have the prosperity. Now, we are teaching them even about prosperity, and they are beginning to prosper, and they contribute some. But the expenses outweigh the income from those projects, and we need people to be able to stand with us. And so I'd like to encourage you. We have a number on your screen, and we're going to have people waiting in our phones. And I'd like to encourage you that if you've been blessed and if you are excited about what the Word of God is doing in people's lives all around the world, that I'd like to encourage you to get involved. You know, there are millions and millions of people watching this program worldwide. I'd say that the vast majority of those people are watching this program because of the personal benefit that they get from it. And praise God, that's one of the reasons I'm on television, is to reach you and share God's Word with you to help you to live the abundant life that God wants you to have. But you know, God not only wants to bless you, He wants to make you a blessing. As a matter of fact, that's why He blesses us, is so that we can bless other people. And I'd just like to ask those of you who've been ministered to by this program, and now you're beginning to see the effect that it's having worldwide on other people, I'd like to ask you about becoming a partner with us. If you'll listen, our announcer is going to give you some information, and I encourage you to call and participate today.
If you'd like to help us take the almost too good to be true news around the world, won't you make the best gift possible today? To those who'll make a donation of any amount, we'd like to send the condensed version Discipleship Evangelism course. This course consists of 48 lessons on CD and a companion workbook. It's been used to impact Uganda and other missions around the world in a powerful way. We know it will change your life too. This tool has been designed so that anyone, at any time, anywhere, can reach an unbeliever, disciple a new believer, or grow with others in the Lord. Request product T417 when you contact the ministry. As a bonus, we'll also include a DVD of this week's special Uganda programs. Perhaps you'd like to become a regular monthly partner with Andrew's ministry. Partners are those who give on a monthly basis. If this sounds like you, please call or write and ask about partnership. You can use your credit card to donate by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Helpline hours are from 4 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. Again, that number is 719-635-1111. If you prefer to write, our address is Andrew Womack Ministries, Box 3333, Colorado Springs, 80934. Or you can reach us through our website where you can order ministry materials online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. Any surplus donations designated for Uganda projects will be used for general ministry expansion. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to give all the men watching a special invitation to join me on February the 5th through the 7th here at our headquarters in Colorado Springs for a men's advance. We're going to have big 6'7" Dave Hinton leading praise and worship. And I tell you, he was just at our minister's conference and he stole the show. He is awesome. I'm going to be teaching the word. Also, Wendell Parr, the director of our Charis Bible College, will be ministering. We have a lot of fun activities and chili suppers, and I think we're going to go bowling. And it's just a great, great time, and we always see men's lives change. So remember that this is February the 5th through the 7th, right here at our headquarters in Colorado Springs.
We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be in Colorado Springs for the annual Charis Bible College Men's Advance, February 5th through the 7th, Houston, Texas, February 12th through the 14th, and in Atlanta, Georgia, March 5th through the 7th. He'll also be in Colorado Springs for the Charis Bible College Weekend, March 12th through the 14th, and in Merritt Island, Florida, April 19th through the 22nd. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net. And now we close this program with sights and sounds from Andrew's recent visit to Uganda.
I've personally changed. I'm now completely a new person, and more especially in my own home. Uh-huh. Because some time back, my husband asked, "Why are you so changed?"
Praise the Lord.
It is amazing. Then I told him, "Do you know what? The change you've seen is the evangelism class I've had."
Well, so, I tell you, when a husband gives a testimony about you, that's a great testimony.
It is.
Because they know you better than anybody else.
You know,
and your faith has to perceive things that you can't see. And your faith reaches out.
On tomorrow's program, we share the impact that Andrew's TV program is having through two airings a day on Lighthouse Television. We also show you the nationwide pastors' conference Andrew conducted. And we show you the bookstore that's starting a gospel revolution in the heart of downtown Kampala.